Hey, welcome aboard. It's the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. I am coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way. What they're going to do is provide you a seamless mortgage experience. And we appreciate you finding the show, getting in early throughout the course of the day today. I will have a heartfelt apology on the show today. You're not going to want to miss that one because you know me. Warm and Fuzzy is my middle name. That's a long middle name, too. John Warm and Fuzzy Kincaid. And I only say that because my parents were too lazy to give me a middle name. Yes. Their firstborn, my sister, has a middle name. Their secondborn, my brother, has a middle name. Then I came along, the third kid, and they had a 6.5-year gap between me and my brother. Like six and a quarter years or something like that to come up with a name. They didn't. So I was no name. No middle name. It's really sort of embarrassing. But I forgive you, Mom. I forgive you. We'll talk to you on Mother's Day. Talk to you on Mother's Day. As Betty approaches 90. As Betty approaches 90 and we will have a blowout little party for out in Vegas in July. So look forward to seeing her then. Congratulations to Texas Tech. Congratulations to Virginia. And for two very different reasons. Now, people will tell you today that they understood why Texas Tech was going to win. And there were people on Twitter yesterday just wanting to jump Gonzaga. Tell you everything they knew about Gonzaga, everything that they had Googled. Everything they read at CBSSports.com or ESPN.com about Gonzaga because they'd never watched a game. It was interesting because, as I've told you, this is the time of year in sports radio for fakers. This is the fakers period. Now, I know that Mike Francesa is made fun of a lot on the internet for his lack of depth in discussing the NCAA tournament. I am just going to suggest to you that, first of all, you're offending one of the guys who created the industry. So I'm going to say back off just a bit. Second of all, I'm going to say what I wish Mike would do is do what I do this time every year. If you want to get into depth about teams that are outside, sort of like the A-list brands, top couple seeds, I'm not going to be able to do it with you, and I don't try to bluff you. I'm not going to read ESPN.com and CBSSports.com and take someone else's opinion and make it my own. I'm not going to bore you with that, and I'm not going to do it. I am most certainly not going to tell you about my bracket. We won't be doing that. We also won't be doing Mount Rushmore shows. We also won't be doing call us up and tell us LeBron or MJ shows. We won't be doing is Pete Rose deserving of going in the Hall of Fame shows. Any one of the lazy crutches in sports radio, we will not do them on this show. I refuse to do them for 27 years now? Wow. How do I look this good after 27 years of doing this? Mainly because it's a great job and it's easy. We won't be doing any of those shows today. So I'm going to tell you this. Watching Texas Tech play defense interests me. I knew enough about Texas Tech going into this tournament to fill a shot glass. And for the Big 12, you've got a flag bearer. You've got somebody to carry your brand into the Final Four, and that's a good thing. For Gonzaga, again, I think it's one of those things where you are not challenged enough during your regular season to be able to crank it through and win six games. You can win two. You can win three. But I don't think you're challenged enough consistently in the course of your year by top-notch competition that it wears on you. It wears on you. You're when you get into these tough games where teams actually are going 8 and 9 deep with Division I scholarship-type athletes, the teams that you don't face during the regular season, it wears you down. You're like, wait a minute here. This isn't what we're used to. My mind's not used to this. We're not used to this challenge. And it betrays you. For Virginia, I'm happy for Tony Bennett. I'm happy for the Virginia kids. For Matt Painter and the Purdue Boilermakers, this close. And honestly, you escaped Thursday night. And though I do believe it was a foul, and I do believe that is the proper call, you escaped Thursday night. You weren't dominating. You weren't even arguably the better team after halftime on Thursday night. It's hard for me to feel bad for what went down yesterday, but I can tell you this. How does Painter do it? How does Purdue do it? With the, you're graduating how many? I think four guys off last year's team. And you keep churning them out. That's awesome. Because you have a grind and a style that helps you win in March. And for Tony Bennett, you got the team now that can take it. And I told you before the tournament, don't tell you my bracket. I tell you the team that I think's going to win. And I said it the night the brackets came out, and I'll say it again. I thought Virginia had the easiest road to get to the Final Four, and I believe they're looking very, very sweet. Virginia awaits the winner of Kentucky and Auburn, and Texas Tech will await the winner of Duke and Michigan State. We'll talk about both of those games. So the ACC and the Big 12 already with representatives that will advance to the Final Four. We had a major story break in the world of sports. And Kristaps Porzingis gets accused of rape. And I would tell you a few things just in my thoughts about it. When you are being accused of rape, but you're being accused behind the scenes and honestly extorted, because there were discussions with the police by the accuser that she had discussed receiving $68,000 in hush money to go away. And you came forward with your report of the rape on Thursday to the police. And you were reportedly raped February 7th, 2018. I'll wait for the facts to come in. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt that maybe what you're saying could be true. But 13 months later, almost 14 months after the alleged attack, and after you even tell the police, this is you, the accuser, tell the police that, yeah, I talked about taking a payoff of $68,000 in order to not make the claim to the police. I am sorry that I am going to doubt your story. I'm going to doubt your story. I have doubts. Could you be true? Absolutely. Could I be wrong for doubting you? Absolutely. No questions asked. I could be absolutely wrong. But the fact that it took you 14 months to report it, and the police and you admit that you discussed, yeah, if you pay me $68,000, I won't report this to the police. That is in the very least going to make me doubt you. It's also going to make me doubt you when the person being accused and the person who you were trying to get $68,000 off of went to the police himself and told them about it. He went to the police. Porzingis went to the police the week before Christmas and produced all the information, produced the attempt to get money out of him, and told the police about it and told the FBI about it and let the FBI in on all the discussion. If I'm leaning one way or another, I'm leaning in the way that this is a false accusal. That's where I'm leaning. Will I give you one iota of, yeah, maybe you were just misguided? Maybe you just made a really bad decision to try to say this wasn't important to tell the police and pay me off and I'll decide not to press charges. And the fact that Porzingis himself went to the FBI and the police 3 months ago to report the activity tells me a lot. It also tells me a lot, and this is where we get started today. The opening of baseball season, and especially opening day, but the opening of baseball season brings about some of the stupidest stuff, the stupidest opinions, the stupidest analysis, it's you're dumber for reviewing social media the first few days of a baseball season. And I live in Atlanta, and I work on the flagship station for the Atlanta Braves, 680 The Fan. The Atlanta Braves, who, by the way, I saw a panel discussion on MLB TV, saw a panel discussion on MLB Network, saw ESPN's experts weighing in. Like, who's the best organization in baseball top to bottom? We're talking about major league, minor league system, the talent down below, the talent above. And almost every single one of these outlets, it was unanimous that if you're talking about young talent, that the Braves are the most talented organization in baseball. And after an opening day loss, followed up by a loss yesterday, I have seen people losing their minds about a team that won 90 games last year, an organization that has assembled the best young talent in baseball, that has payroll flexibility to be able to sign their own, which if you notice is the new strategy in baseball, sign your own, lock down your own, make sure the players that you have are locked down. And I've watched people lose their minds. And I'm sure you see examples of it too around the world of baseball in the first couple days. I know I'll talk about it. Brian McKeon and I'll talk about it off the air. We'll talk about it a little bit later on when I bring this up again. But if you are overreacting to one or two losses in a baseball season, I don't know what to say to you. I don't know what to say other than you sound really dumb. And I have fans that say to me, yeah, well, I was talking about this all winter. I was talking about these weaknesses of my team all winter. And now they're playing out over one or two games of a baseball season. Honestly, you can't sound more stupid. You cannot sound more stupid than you do. It's unbelievable.